I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's live and local now. Hard to believe it, but May 26th is the start of early voting all across the state. I know we talk about June 12th as being primary election day, but really one of the most critical dates you need to remember is May 26th. You need to vote early. Democrats believe you need to vote early and often, but no, once is enough. Thank you. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by David Gibbs for Nevada. That's David Gibbs for Nevada. And guess who's sitting right next to me right now? The shoe leather is a bit worn today. It's like he's been walking neighborhood. Don't know. We'll have to find out. We're talking about David Gibbs running for Congress in CD4. And David, always good to have you in. First of all, I know your background has been as kind of a kingmaker. As you've been a part of party politics, but now you are what they call the principal. You are the candidate, and a lot of people may not know much about David Gibbs. But can you give me just a 60-second bio on David Gibbs so that people know a little bit more about you?
Thanks, Kevin, for having me on today. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm an Air Force Academy graduate. I spent 25 years in the Air Force, most of it flying airplanes, B-52s, FB-111s. I was the commander of one of the Predator squadrons up at what's now Creech Air Force Base very early on in that system's lifestyle. Retired from the Air Force in 2003. We loved Nevada, so we stayed here and have enjoyed it and really like living in the Las Vegas area. I have become a defense contractor working for a company. We support remotely piloted aircraft operations overseas. I've got people who work for me in different countries in Southwest Asia. And myself, as a contractor, actually, I've spent more time deployed as a contractor in Iraq and Afghanistan than I did when I was in the Air Force. So I still keep really busy as to what's going on in defense and serving our country in just a different capacity.
Tell me why you are running. I'm always fascinated by people that literally give up their day job. And running for Congress is essentially, for at least a few months, a full-time gig. Tell me why you are running for Congress in CD4?
Well, I've been involved in politics here in Nevada since 2003, since I left the Air Force. And I've seen a lot of changes that have happened in our communities as well. But I've also seen a lot of changes happening in Washington. Congress is not functioning the way that I believe it needs to function. It's not working for the people. And as the president has mentioned, in more often than not, there are a lot of forgotten people in this country, and especially a lot of those in Nevada. And that's part of what got me interested in this race. I think the people in CD4 need a good, strong leader to go on offense for them, to work for them and to make sure for them, for their livelihoods, for their pocketbooks, and keep an eye on it. Remind the folks in Washington that, you know, they work for the people here in Nevada and across the country, that it's not the other way around.
Tell me how Republicans can have an impact. Tell me, I mean, be specific. Are there areas that, you'd like to see Republicans in Congress change things? Any particular areas?
Well, the biggest thing is, I think for a lot of issues, Republicans have not been playing offense, if you will. There's been a lot of instances where it seems like they've been playing not to lose. Face it, the New York Times, the Washington Post are not going to say anything good about the Republican agenda. They haven't for years, and they're not going to, especially with President Trump in office. And I think we need to, as Republicans in Congress especially, we need to go on offense. We need to stay on offense. And one of the things that I've noticed is Democrats are on offense even when they're in the minority. They never quit. They keep bringing out the big guns to shoot Republicans, if you will. And we need to change that. We need to get out there and be more assertive in our position, especially in the majority, and push this agenda that we talked about regarding the Affordable Care Act, regarding regulations and tax cuts, and getting our spending under control. We always talk about it, but we haven't done enough about it.
How do you think the president is doing? Obviously, 63 million Americans voted for the president, but he did not win the state of Nevada. Many people believe it is due to Never Trumpers who really stood in his way in this state. Can you talk about the job you think the president's done? And do you think that there are some Never Trumpers that maybe are regretting that today?
Well, one of the things I noticed about the president, he's a doer. He talked about it. He's a doer. We can do this. He talks big ideas. He talks about making America great again. He talks about the fact that we are Americans and we can accomplish anything. And having that attitude and pushing that attitude out in and of itself is something that has helped create some level of optimism across the country. Obviously, the tax reform bill was a big, big success for him. We've had success against ISIS in Syria and Iraq. The North Korea events that have been happening are tremendous. I mean, for 65 years, they've been trying to figure out how to solve that problem. And now we are actually on a positive path to potentially getting a peace treaty to end the war that stopped 65 years ago. And at the same time, we're also seeing a possibility of Kim Jong-un talking about he's going to denuclearize his country and he's going to let us come see it and inspect it. Those are two events that people have been talking about for years and are actually happening. But we're seeing a low unemployment, the lowest ever among African Americans and Hispanics. Employment for women is at the highest level ever. Manufacturing jobs coming back, steel mill, coal mines. So a lot of the things that are happening in the economy he talked about are actually starting to take effect. And that's a very positive thing for all Americans. As far as the Never Trumpers are concerned, one of the opponents in the primary, Crescent Hardy, was one of those Never Trumpers in 2016. And some of them, I think they might be kind of taking another look going, you know, they're happy with his policies, but at the same time, you know, you're not really sure what it's going to take. Are they going to stick with him? Are they going to stick with those policies? Or the first time that the seas get a little rough, are they going to pull back and go, oh, I'm going to back off from my support for the president again? I've been a proud supporter of our president since before he got the nomination, and I'm even a more prouder supporter of him now. And I can't see anything that's going to change that. I will continue to be a proud supporter of him.
And I'm curious. We know, what was it, Crescent Hardy and Joe Heck were on the same stage. Was that the Romney appearance, whatever? But they essentially were essentially Never Trumpers. Do you believe, and I've heard other people in politics across the state tell me that's why Donald Trump lost Nevada, and it's why down ticket it had a tremendous impact, negative impact on Republicans across the board.
I believe it did. I can't say 100% sure that's why they lost and why Hillary Clinton carried the state. But I know it was a big factor. There were a lot of folks who didn't vote Republican in those races. And there are other Republicans who potentially stayed home because they just weren't going to back the folks who were the Never Trumpers. And I think it had a negative impact. I think that some of the support from some of the elected officials in the state was not as strong as it could have been. And that had an, I believe that had an impact.
Let me just ask you, because a lot of people talk about CD4 as being such a big district. I know other people that have run in CD4. You put a lot of miles on your car. Let's just put it that way. It's a big district, though, is it not? Explain where CD4 is.
Okay, CD4 is pretty much north of Lake Mead here in Clark County and most of the rest of Clark County north of Lake Mead. But it's also Nye County, White Pine County, Lincoln County, Esmeralda County, Mineral County, and about the southern third of Lyon County. So geographically, it's a huge district.
And that includes Ely. That includes what, Hawthorne?
Ely, Hawthorne, Caliente, Pahrump, and all of the cities in between.
Tell me what people are telling you. And I know that you've essentially given up everything and devoted almost 100% of your time to campaigning across CD4. What are people telling you? I know you give a great speech, but sometimes it's good to listen to people. I know you do that a lot. What is it you're hearing from voters?
Some of the big things they're talking about are, number one is they want to continue to keep or continue to reduce the impact of government on people's everyday lives. They are into personal responsibility. We want to take care of ourselves. We don't want the government taking care of us. That's a big part, especially in many of the rural areas that I've been to. And I've been up to Hawthorne and I've been to Ely and Caliente and Pahrump. I've been to Pahrump numerous times. But that's one of the big issues. They are all very proud supporters of our president. That is one of the other big items that they talk about. And they're looking for a candidate who is also a very big supporter of our president. So I'm here on the radio with you. And I have also been to numerous events around the district. And I've got a list that's going to take me all the way up through Election Day on June 12th of events that I'm going to in different places around District 4. Up in Lyon County and up in Mineral County. I'll be up there next month, as well as being back in Pahrump more than once between now and Election Day.
And in fact, you're going to be in Hawthorne. Where else are you going to be this weekend?
Well, this weekend is the Clark County Republican Convention. I'll be there. And then there's another event in Pahrump on Saturday evening. I'll be at next week. I'll be up in Lyon County at their convention. And then I'll be back up in Hawthorne on the 19th.
I don't know how you guys do it.
I'm looking forward to lots and lots of sleep after November election.
I was just going to say, because right now you're living on fast food and a full tank of gas, and that can't be easy.
Well, it's a lot of work, but one of the things I'm getting the biggest kick out of is I am really enjoying meeting folks and listening to what their concerns are, what's on their mind. I get a big kick out of just sitting down at a table with folks in Caliente, which I did during the convention, or again up in Hawthorne. I sat down with some folks when I was up there for the Mineral County convention, just chatting about the concerns that they have and what's going on in their city and in their county.
I want to ask you about some issues that you may have a hand in deciding when you take the oath of office in January. One of those is what's going on along our southern border right now. The caravan has arrived. And a lot of people are wondering what our government should be doing. The president has directed Kirstjen Nielsen, the Homeland Security Secretary, to essentially turn these people around and send them the other way. What do we do with these people, including people who may have a legitimate beef about asylum?
Well, the big thing, those who want to apply, there is a process to apply for asylum. And I think they need to follow that process. There is a legal way to immigrate into this country. Those folks should apply for the legal methods of immigrating into the United States. The same thing we require of people who come from pretty much any other part of the world. And they need to follow the same laws that everybody else needs to follow.
Okay. Now does that mean they can come to our front door and say, and bang on the door and say, we need to come in, we need asylum, we fear for our lives? Is that what you're talking about, or is there a different way of doing it?
There's the normal process. I mean, now, as far as asylum is concerned, I mean, we accept refugees from countries all over the world, but they've got to prove the situation and what they're requesting. I haven't seen anything right now with these folks down there on the border that justifies what they're trying to do.
And by the way, the idea of traversing an entire country, a contiguous country, they come from Guatemala. They have to cross the Guatemalan border to Mexico. Then they've got to traverse Mexico, and they've got to come to the United States. Why don't they seek asylum in Mexico?
Well,
that to me would be the logical thing to do.
I don't think Mexico would let them stay. That's probably the biggest reason. I mean, Mexico has a wall on their southern border, and they're very careful about who they let across. And I'm not sure Mexico would let them stay in Mexico.
I know that there are folks that would love to help you, whether it's money or yard signs or walk-in neighborhoods or call banks or whatever they might be. If folks want to reach out to you in CD4, and even folks that want to help you that don't live in CD4, but they realize that we need a Republican, a conservative Republican in that slot, can you talk about how folks can reach you?
Sure. My website is Gibbs4Nevada.com. You can send me an email at Dave@GibbsforNevada.com, and I will get back with you. I'm very good at responding to emails to folks, and if folks want to help me out, believe me, I'm hitting the phones, I'm hitting the streets, and we're getting the word out to the folks all throughout the district between now and Election Day to vote for Dave Gibbs for Congress.
And don't forget, early voting begins May 26th. Don't wait till the 12th and all the lines and all of that. Go out May 26th is the first day of early voting. David, thank you so much, man. It's always good to see you. Thank you for coming in. Safe travels, because I know you're going to be traversing CD4. It is a huge, huge district. Thanks so much. We'll hopefully get a chance to visit with you before Election Day.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Kevin. And don't forget to vote. Like Kevin said, early voting starts on May 26th. The election day itself is June 12th. And when you walk in the ballot box, check out David Gibbs and put an X next to my block or hit the check mark on the machine.
I love that. I love it. It's so simple. That's David Gibbs running in CD4. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you, the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
This is Danny Tarkanian, your conservative candidate for Congress, asking you to join President Trump and Adam Laxalt in supporting me for Congress. I'm a principled conservative who isn't beholden to special interests on either side of the aisle. That's why insiders from both parties falsely attack and defame me. They know I'll upend the status quo, and that starts with passing congressional term limits. The president and Nevada legislators have term limits. So should the politicians in D.C. I'll stand with President Trump and fight for a secure border. And I'll stand with Adam Laxalt to give Nevadans more choice in their schools' education. I'll be a leader on repealing Obamacare, and I'll fight all tax increases, because raising taxes isn't how we balance the budget, it's how liberals will bankrupt hardworking Americans. I'm Danny Tarkanian, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because Congress needs real reform, now. Paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Look, folks, there's a lot more on the ballot than just governor, senator, and congressman. You need to focus on who we elect as judges. That's the place where we're losing our country. In Nevada, the elites haven't taken our rights away to pick our own judges yet. Please check out Nevada Supreme Court election for open seat C on the June 12th primary ballot. This is the first time in a decade that Nevada voters have a chance to pick a justice for the highest court in Nevada for themselves. Check out Alan Lefevre, Website Allen4NSCCC.com. The courts can be the last line of defense when government overreaches and chips away at our rights. Alan LaFever is the correct choice if you believe in personal and economic freedom. Alan fled California because it was already a nanny state 30 years ago. He will not let Nevada go the way of California. Alan LaFever believes, like our state's founding fathers, that Nevadans are a free people entitled to a limited government. Vote for Alan LaFever. Go to Allen4NSCCC.com. That's Allen, the number 4, NSC for Nevada Supreme Court, CC.com. Alan LaFever, to keep Nevada, Nevada, not California. Alan LaFever.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, KevinWallRadio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com.
They got Tesla, we got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I just love it. I love it. Vegas Golden Knights trying to get closer to the third round of the NHL playoffs, playing San Jose tonight.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message. When I first told my father I wanted to run for public office, he asked, why would you want to do that? The people that are the most successful are the ones that lie the best and have the most money to lie the most often. I laughed, thinking my dad didn't know what he was talking about. But as usual, Dad was right. I learned this is how the swamp operates. They take millions of dollars from lobbyists and special interest groups. Then they vote favorably for their legislation. Then they use the money to lie about good conservative candidates who challenge the establishment. They did this with Ted Cruz, with Rand Paul, and even Donald Trump. But we can put a stop to this. We can show them that Nevadans want honest public servants who keep their promises. I have never been afraid to take on the establishment from either party. I realize that if we want to change the way Washington, D.C. operates, we need to drain the swamp. That's why I have never backed down from the challenge. Every race that I've been in, the establishment has spent millions of dollars lying about me. They are scared to death to see me in office because they know they can't control me. I will vote for what is in the best interest of my fellow Nevadans, not the establishment. I've taken my lumps and my losses. However, I've always fought back. I won the first defamation lawsuit by a politician in Nevada, and I'm in the process of winning a second. But winning lawsuits won't change Washington, D.C. Only draining the swamp will.
This message was paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Coming up, it's my favorite part of the show, where we talk with you. Yeah, it's going to be fun. And in fact, Robert's been holding very patiently in Las Vegas. He'll be first out of the gate. All the rest of you right behind Robert. 844-2-NEVADA. 844-263-8232. It is live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Local now. So good to have you with us. Right to your phone calls we go. For those of you that don't know, what we do now for the next half hour is we do what we call our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you get to call in and talk about what it is that interests you. Normally, we do it the exact opposite. we talk about stuff that interests me. But in our final half hour, we open it up to you. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call 844, the number 2, Nevada. If you don't know what that equates to, that's 844-263-8232. And again, it may be something we talked about earlier in the week, something we talked about earlier in the show, or maybe something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. In fact, let's go to your phone calls right now. Again, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Robert. Robert is in Boulder City. Robert, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Thanks, sir. You're the greatest. I was looking around and I found out with PolitiFact that Susie Lee, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear this. They own stock in Halliburton. So Halliburton is a part of the industrial military complex. They kill people and sell guns. Also, they own big stock in a for-profit prison, GEO. Susie Lee, game's over. You're not Mary Poppins. And the next thing is Olive Health. Look up that company. They own a lot of stock in health care companies. And so the thing is that anybody that owns part of a prison and part of Halliburton and then play the other side of the fence, to me, is deceitful. So I regret that she's even in the race. So everybody needs to look up her background, and she needs to answer some questions about that.
By the way, Democrats, before you vote for her in the primary, Democrats ought to be looking at that she's supporting the war machine.
The thing is that the prison part is really heartbreaking, that she's making a profit from a prison, and it's a terrible thing. They own major stock in that prison. They should be ashamed of themselves. She acts like Mary Poppins. They got 17 houses and also personal friends with Hillary Clinton and put a lot of about $17 million, $18 million into the Clinton Foundation. So I think she's a criminal. That's just my opinion, not the radio station. Now, other thing I want to say that I had the honor to speak to Ms. Sharon Angle yesterday. She's just a brilliant lady, and I think you should get on the show again. She says up there in Carson City area, they go with the paper ballots, and their vote count is real accurate, and we have to ask the county commissioner to do that when there's just two people. Old school used to be blue cards to the right and red cards to the left. I think we should push for that, but I think you should get Ms. Angle back on the phone. She's brilliant. Maybe we could do that in Clark County so we don't get hosed.
Well, see, here's the deal. She's running against Mark Amaday in northern Nevada. So, yes, we have talked to her about coming on. I don't know where we are in that process, but I imagine if she upsets Mark Amaday, I can promise you she'll be on here on the day after Election Day, because that would be a major, 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 major upset. Because I think Mark Amaday has a lot of money, tons of funding, and yeah. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. That's Robert from Boulder City. Can I just tell you, though, that this whole notion of Sharon Angle has always been, you know, a lot of people in politics say this gal is just crazy. But you know what? She wins elections. She raised a ton of money. She didn't close the deal on Harry Reid, which I think a lot of people blame her for that down through the years. But she is a woman that I think you got to watch out for. She works very definitely below the radar.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hello, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. You might be thinking, oh great, another political commercial. And you know what? You're right. Who wants to hear from another blowhard politician on the radio going off on the promises they're going to break later anyway? Well, I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to tell you a story about a young man from a small town called Waynetown, Indiana. As a young man there, I learned the value of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending wisely. That's right. I learned conservative principles in that small town, and I proudly carried them with me ever since. Those conservative principles carried me through 35 years of service as a federal employee.
It's one thing to know what goes into making a hot dog. It's quite another to see the actual consequences. What my beliefs did teach me was that instead of complaining about bureaucracy and red tape, I needed to find solutions. So that's what I did. I learned to navigate around the problems and solve things within the system and to develop the solutions that needed to get done. And that's what I plan to do in Carson City after I'm elected. I intend to help cut red tape and find solutions to our problems. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight against tax increases and excessive regulations that stifle the creation of businesses and force hardworking Nevadans to take a hit in their wages. I will never waver on the conservative principles that we share. And when the going gets tough, I will stand up for what's right. That's why on June 12th in the primary election, if you're tired of politics as usual and want to see a change, I encourage you to think big, vote small. Jim Small for Assembly District 2. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Okay, I want to get back. One of the bright young guns, if you will, who has been on TV a whole bunch. This guy is photogenic. He's articulate. This is cut six, by the way. And this is a Florida congressman by the name of Matt Gaetz, and he is a member of the Freedom Caucus. And if you recall, the Freedom Caucus yesterday announced that it was drawing up articles of impeachment against Rod Rosenstein. Okay? So Matt Gaetz, let's go to cut six. He's a member of the Freedom Caucus, was on with Shannon Bream last night on Fox News Channel, and reacted to the Rod Rosenstein, I guess you'd call him the comments about extortion, where he said, "I will not be extorted." I didn't know you could be extorted. Maybe that's good grammatic stuff. I don't know. Anyway, here is Matt Gaetz, Florida congressman, member of the Freedom Caucus.
Yeah, there have been people who have been making threats privately and publicly against me for quite some time. And I think they should understand by now the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted. We're going to do what's required by the rule of law.
What do you make of that? He says you're not going to be, or people who are making threats about his position are not going to be extorting the DOJ.
Well, earlier you played a clip where Rosenstein said no House Republicans would put their name on these articles of impeachment. I think Mr. Rosenstein ought to be more worried about what he's put his name on. For example, the FISA warrant renewal. After the FBI knew that Christopher Steele was lying and was not trustworthy, Rosenstein himself signed the document to spy on an American citizen with no justification. He also put his name on the pleading to silence the whistleblower in the Uranium One case. Now, I'll say this. Rod Rosenstein's understanding of extortion seems to depart from the law. The definition of extortion is forcing someone to do something that they have no legal obligation to do under some threat. Rod Rosenstein has an obligation to follow the law. That's all we want him to do. And what's most telling about his viewpoint are his most recent comments to the New York Times, where he said he doesn't believe that the Congress has a constitutional authority to conduct oversight. I think that means he's not reading Article 1 correctly, particularly our power to appropriate funds, and then, of course, ensure that those funds are used in accordance with the law. Here, the FBI and Department of Justice departed from the law. They did so because they were out to get Donald Trump, and now they want to evade oversight, and it's something we're not going to let them do.
That is a rising young star in the Republican Party down in Florida, in a key state. We need more people like Matt Gaetz. He is a true conservative, member of the Freedom Caucus. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is our wall-to-wall free-for-alls where you call in and talk about the stuff that matters to you. Here's how you do it. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232 if you're a first-time caller. Let Jameson know. And by the way, Jameson is back. Back among the living. Yes, he took a couple days off, and he is back in studio with me. Stick around. Lots to do. Live and local now.
This is David Gibbs, 25-year Air Force veteran and Republican candidate for Congress in District 4. This election is about you. It's about your pocketbook, putting food on your table and a roof over your and your children's heads. It's about removing barriers so that you can save for your retirement and for your children's education. As your congressman, I will decide every vote I make based on these guiding principles. How does it affect you? What does it mean for Nevada's families? My name is David Gibbs, and I ask for your vote on June 12th. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As all of you know, I know a good conservative when I see one. Well, I've got a great one for you. I'm all in for former Assemblyman Brent Jones for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. I've known Brent for many years. He's a good businessman, but more importantly, he votes right every time. He stands up to the corrupt swamp creatures and votes to reduce taxes and provide school choice. He even brought a bill to remove Common Core from our state. He wants government to keep their hands off our guns. And he was the first elected official I'm aware of to publicly endorse Donald Trump for president. That took courage. We need guys like Brent if we're going to prevent our great state from becoming Sanctuary California East. Don't let the swamp take over Nevada. Please help Brent with a small donation of as little as $5. Text hashtag vote Brent to 53445. That's hashtag vote Brent to 53445. This election is so important for Nevada's future. Help take Nevada back. Help my great friend Brent Jones win for lieutenant governor. Go to votebrentjones.com. That's votebrentjones.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowana.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I've got to let you hear this. This is the student lecturing the professor. This happens on college campuses all over the place, right? What was this? This was on CNN last night. And this was Jeffrey Toobin with his law school professor, Alan Dershowitz, the former professor at Harvard, Harvard Law. And this was disagreeing with his former student, Jeffrey Toobin, about going to the grand jury, subpoenaing the president pleading the Fifth Amendment. This was interesting.
I think right now the president's legal team should have no interest in answering these enormously broad questions voluntarily. They'll get the same broad questions artfully asked at a grand jury, but at least they'll be able to challenge, A, the entire process of subpoenaing the president. They'll lose on that.
Second, you think that they will lose
on that? I think they will lose on that. I think they will win on some areas of questioning. For example, why did you fire? What was your motive? What was your reasoning? I don't think you can question presidential acts that are covered by Article 2. But
you can't get to intent.
I don't think you can, or motive. But I think what you can get to is what the president's most vulnerable on, and that is business dealings before he became president. No court is going to deny the grand jury the power to get to those questions. So the irony is those questions that he has the best legal right to prevent are not the most important questions, whereas the ones he has no legal right to prevent are the most damaging questions.
Jeff, I mean, based on this reporting and you know, do you believe what the professor just said, that the subpoena seems to be where we're heading? I mean, in this article, it talks about how the president is fuming about the Michael Cohen raid, doesn't want to sit down. Talks about it, you know, 20 times a day, I think it says at some point in this article.
Right. I think, yes, I agree with Alan that a subpoena is coming, and I agree that ultimately the president will lose. I disagree that the courts will limit the Mueller much in what he can ask. I think he will be allowed to ask about motive because I think it's relevant. But the larger point is, I think the president has a way of short-circuiting this entire process, and I think that's what he's going to do, ultimately, which is take the Fifth, which is refuse to answer.
No.
Can I finish,
yeah,
Alan?
There's just no
which
way
is,
he's going to do
which
that.
Which is, you know, the president will denounce the process. It's a witch hunt. He doesn't want anything to do with this. There is nothing Mueller can do if the president
of
takes the Fifth.
Of course there is.
And I think,
he gives him immunity, number one.
He's never going to give the president immunity.
Of course he is. Let me tell you why he'll give the president immunity, because immunity doesn't apply in an impeachment proceeding. And no matter what Rosenstein says, you're not going to get a reversal of the Justice Department. Suddenly say, when the president is Trump, we've changed their mind. Now you can indict him. Now you can prosecute him. So he is at no risk of being indicted or prosecuted. He is at risk of being impeached. And if he foolishly takes the Fifth, he gets to be asked all these same questions under immunity, and all the answers can be used against him in an impeachment proceeding. So I have to tell you, Jeffrey, you're an A-plus student, but boy, on this one, taking the Fifth, I'm not even going to give you your grade. It won't happen.
A difference of opinion, even among legal eagles. Now, last night on, what is this, HLN, it used to be called a headline news service or something like that, but it's now HLN. And I want you to hear very quickly, S.E. Cupp, somebody that I've followed her career. It's been kind of a checkered career. She's never really been an A-list anchor or host. But she says some stuff that's pretty good. And last night she tackled the Tom Brokaw charges, because Brokaw now has changed his story, and he had two different versions of the same story in the same statement. One saying, I didn't do it. The other said, well, I did it, but I did it from afar. It was a kiss on the cheek. So I don't know what to believe, but this was... I'm serious. S.A. Cupp. I thought did a really nice job in framing this last night on HLN.
At first, Brokaw indignantly denied the claim, likening those claims to a drive-by shooting and dismissing Vester as merely a former colleague who left NBC News angry that she had failed in her pursuit of stardom. Quote, I made no romantic overtures toward her at the time or any other, he wrote. But in that same statement, he goes on to contradict himself. As I remember, she was on at one end of the sofa. I was at the other. It was late, and I had been up for 24 hours. As I got up to leave, I may have leaned over for a perfunctory goodnight kiss, but my memory is that it happened at the door on the cheek. Against the backdrop of our year-long, eye-opening national education on sexual harassment, this admission should have been reason enough to approach this story with seriousness and concern. Instead, his colleagues, his female colleagues, mind you, have inexplicably rushed to his defense. Big mistake. Despite the presumed respect for Brokaw, few of his current colleagues were at the network 25 years ago when the behavior was alleged to have occurred. Even fewer were at the NBC News Bureau in Denver or London, where at least two incidents reportedly occurred, and presumably none was Investor's New York City hotel room, where she says another incident occurred. And yet, that hasn't stopped 115 of them, including big names like Rachel Maddow, Mika Brzezinski, Andrea Mitchell, and Maria Shriver, from signing a letter attesting to his, quote, tremendous decency and integrity. Since that letter was published just today, a third allegation has emerged, this one from a former reporter who says in the late 1960s that Brokaw forced a kiss on her while he was married. Now, it turns out some female staffers at NBC News are complaining that they felt pressured to sign the Brokaw letter. One anonymously told the New York Post, "We felt forced to sign the letter supporting Brokaw. We had no choice, particularly the lower-level staffers. And this was all about coming out in force to protect NBC's golden boy. The network's reputation is tied to Brokaw. If more women came forward, well, that's a big problem." Lesson here is, as much as you think you may know someone, you never really know them fully. And unless you were there, you actually don't know anything. Banding together to sign a letter defending a top veteran newsman is exactly the kind of thing that creates a culture of intimidation. Who would feel comfortable coming forward about sexual harassment allegations now? Rushing to the defense of an accused sexual harasser is just as bad as rushing to condemn one.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, I'm Scott Hammond, candidate for Congress in Congressional District 3. I think conservatives in this district deserve to have a champion, someone who doesn't just talk about being conservative, but has lived it in every aspect of their life. I am proud to be that candidate in the Republican primary for the 3rd District. I wrote and sponsored education savings accounts here in Nevada. I sponsored a constitutional amendment to protect Second Amendment rights, and I will always stand up for our families, whether it's safe streets, better schools, or creating high-paying, high-quality jobs for working families. When you vote in the Republican primary for Congress, remember, there is only one real conservative in this race. We've tried taking professional politicians at their word. Now let's try taking someone at their record. Real conservative, real results, a winner for a change. I'm Scott Hammond, and I would appreciate your vote. If you'd like to know more, please visit hammondforcongress.us. That's hammondforcongress.us. Paid for and approved by Hammond for Congress.
1 October. We'll all remember where we were. Many of us, 22,000, were down at the Harvest Festival, enjoying an evening of country music. 58 people died. Well, a new report is out from Metro, but to many people who have seen it, it's left them with more questions than answers. We'll talk about that tomorrow. 1 October, what really happened? Did any systems fail us? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local, now.
My name is Eddie Marks, president and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.